Immigrant rights advocates allege medical neglect at Pennsylvania's largest ICE detention center. WHYY's Emily Neal reports.
ICE detained Izzy Ali in December, and he's been held at Moshannon Valley Processing Center for months. In March, Ali was diagnosed with stage 3 kidney disease, advocates say. Zeynep Amanet, who works for Care Philadelphia, says Ali needs to be released from detention to receive urgent medical care.
Izzy Ali, a man with stage 3 kidney failure, should not have to beg for medical attention while locked up inside of a privately operated detention facility. Delaying or denying care for serious medical conditions is not merely neglectful, it is dangerous, inhumane, and unconstitutional.
Geo Group, the private company that operates Moshannon, referred all questions to ICE. ICE did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Swarthmore College's new program could make tuition free for families who earn less than $200,000 annually. WHYY's Corey Sharber has some details.
Starting next school year, the Swarthmore Tuition Guarantee will help provide financial aid that covers tuition for students from families earning $200,000 or less annually. The program is only available to American students, but international students are still eligible to apply and qualify for financial aid that can meet up to the full cost of attendance. Swarthmore's financial aid program, funded fully by its endowment, will increase to more than $71 million in the 2026-27 academic year. To qualify for the program, families must complete the financial aid application. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
WHYY is hosting a panel at the National Constitution Center focused on representation and civic engagement from a youth perspective. WHYY's Eric Nixon explains.
In partnership with the Constitution Center and Penn's McNeil Center for Early American Studies, the panel will analyze the structure of early American life and how it shaped the country's civics structure. Panelists Leon Smith, Sophie Galla, Maya Izzard, and Tristan Worsham will answer questions that explore their lived experiences in America, shaped by ethnicity, gender, class, and access to power. The panel will be moderated by Sarah Glover, Vice President of News and Civic Dialogue at WHYY. The discussion takes place tonight at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
Checking sports and weather, the Phillies could sweep the Padres with a win late this afternoon in San Diego with ace pitcher Christopher Sanchez starting on the mound. The Phils topped the Padres 4-3 last night. There were some home runs from Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, and Trey Turner. And Aaron Nola was not so shabby pitching last evening.